Anderson's our guest for the next 5 minutes. Then Dr. Jerome Corsi on a host of important issues. The economy, got a doctorate in that. His take on the flu, I don't know his view on it, we'll get it. I would imagine it's similar to ours from the research. And what's happening with Google and others wanting to track everything you do inside your home, that is coming up. In fact, did you guys print me that article of Watson's story 3 years ago about Google wanting to use the cameras and microphone on your computer to watch and track you? We can't find that. Get Watson to... I know you gave it to us. I got the stack here on the tracking in the home. I just need that one. Going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, you've been in the gold and silver business for 30 years. You've had Midas Resources for 12. I mean, we knew in the fall gold would go up. We told everybody that. I mean, that's what the smart money was on. The dollar's plunging. The world is talking about all the overprinting of money and issuance of currency and credit to the central banks. They're telling us we're going to have the first jobless recovery, a booming economy where you're homeless, because the banks are doing well. That's the only gauge in the economy now. Thanks to their heist, they're doing well. Of $23.7 trillion in the U.S. alone of taxpayer money the last 11 months. We haven't got new numbers, so it's really the first 10 months. It'll be higher. What is really going on, Ted?
Well, what's really going on at this particular time is you said it like you did. We're in the time of the year where gold and silver does better as a historical fact. And right now we're at the beginning of it and not the end of it. We've just about reached the gold peak. That's, you know, the highest price that's ever been seen, which is $1,030.80. When we break through that level, gold is going to see a new trading range. We'll probably be seeing that 1,016 level, and then we'll be bouncing down. Maybe we'll get lucky, and we'll be able to buy gold at about 1,050 on the dip. And so this momentum is building. You can see it in the charts and graphs. With India, I mean, they every time, this time of year, they're always buying gold. This is their wedding season. It's part of the dowry to have gold for the women when they get married. In the springtime, they always sell to buy their seed for their farms. It's just timing-wise in the marketplace. But you compound this issue with all the money that's been printed by the Fed and issued into the banks, and now we're seeing the velocity that money hit in the economy. That's why you're seeing gold go up. Right now, the Chinese are looking closer at a gold-backed basket-type currency to hold in reserve than they are the U.S. dollar, and they hold $3.3 trillion of U.S. government assets, meaning the U.S. Treasury bonds, notes, and bills, and cash. All that money comes back to the United States. We're toast. We're going to be in worse shape than Argentina was when they failed. I mean, the United States has been on a credit binge and still is. Every time the government turns around and has a problem, they want to print money, which means that the United States has to borrow money directly from the Fed through the open market operation, and that means more money coming into the system, and it means a loss of purchasing power, and gold prices are reflecting that, and you can see the Fed trying to step in and manipulate the market and bring the price down. If you want to know more about that, all you have to do is go to GATA.org. GATA.org, and you can find out more on that. I can just tell you right now, Alex, there's so much manipulation going on in the marketplace, but the Fed and its operations are losing the battle, and the value of the currency is going to be lost in the math of it, and unfortunately, the people of the United States are going to lose a lot of purchasing power, whether if it's in the stocks, bond market, you're sitting in annuities, it doesn't matter what.
And what's going to happen is the yuppies that laugh at us finally, and it's starting to happen, rush in and start buying gold and silver as it goes up. That's going to make it even harder to get. You've now come to the point where it's hard for you to get it, but you've got it in stock. Silver and gold way below what it's currently selling for. How long can you hold that deal you made in the last segment?
Well, this one here I'm going to hold until midnight, and if I'm really lucky, we'll get another dip and I can buy again and still keep the prices low. But it's getting to be more difficult. Like I said, Alex, I had about a two-hour window here to pick up things at that 994. Yeah. You know, it's
and you're selling it in the market right now at that when gold's above 1,020. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight Central Standard Time tonight. Don't wait. The deal ends at midnight tonight. 800-686-2237. Midas Resources, the owner of the GCN Radio Network, the best deal out there. Ted Anderson, 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get that or you'll pay more. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cow Bin Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cow Bin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cow Bin Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cow Bin Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, coming to you by corporate occupied territory, the global corporate takeover of the United States, the entire planet, owns the New World Order, is moving quickly. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to break down all these mainstream articles calling for a world government, world taxes. Meanwhile, the George Soros publications are saying we're liars, none of this exists, using a military tactic of stalling, so we just argue about whether or not it exists, rather than whether we want it or not. Dr. Jerome Corsi received a PhD from Harvard University in political science in 72, and has written many best-selling books, including the number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, Swift Boat Veterans Speak Out Against Kerry. His latest bestseller was The Late Great USA that we sell, by the way, the latest edition at Infowars.com, The Coming Merger of Mexico-Canada. He's a senior staff reporter for WorldNet Daily. He's also written for Human Events and other big publications. His newest book is America for Sale. We'll have him back on the next few weeks about that. Dr. Corsi, I got a host of issues. The flu, Google and these smart thermostats, California putting in another system that tracks, Texas putting them in. We have one here at the office. It can tell what we're using, what we're doing, total surveillance. But I wanted to throw this out at you while I have you. I consulted on a new film, Camp FEMA, that just came out that we have at Infowars.com, and I'm in it. It has the FEMA documents, the legislation, the emergency management plans, the continuity of government, the whole system. And Glenn Beck, who I know you've been on the Fox News shows, I'm not getting you here to bash, and he's a big leader in the Patriot movement and, you know, exposing a lot of things that are important, like the government health care, but he had Popular Mechanics on to say that the FEMA camps is all made up, and he used the straw man of a debunked thing from the mid-90s, you know, to say none of this exists. But you've written a bunch of articles about the FEMA camps. So has the New York Times, for that matter, and the Houston Chronicle. Give us quickly your take on the FEMA camps, and maybe I could send this video that I worked on to him, and maybe then he'll change his tune?
Well, I don't have the articles in front of me right now, Alex, but I have documented contracts from the Department of Homeland Security to build a temporary detention camp. These have been in effect since the Bush administration. And I continue to be concerned that under the idea of protecting us in natural disasters like Katrina, the government is gaining powers which could be used in the event of civil disorder. I lived through the 1970s. And I did a lot of reporting, even when I was working for research institutes and academics, going back to the 1970s, about the detention camps that were used in protests like the May Day protest in Washington, D.C. I did a lot of research on Captain Zanders, who was head of the D.C., Washington, D.C. police force. So there's been a lot of history in the United States, and it's not all been good, of utilizing detention camps going back to the Japanese detention camps in World War II. I think any attempt to just poo-poo the effort, for instance, I reported on the National Homeland Security Directive that President Bush signed.
PDD 51.
Which gave him authority to declare that the office of the president was in charge of all levels of government, down to tribal government. In the declaration, the self-declaration by the president of a national emergency, very broadly defined, which could include, again, not just natural disasters or health disasters, but it could include a variety of civil protest situations.
And now they're using the Army to spy on In the Fed protest. That's been declassified. Now the Army wants 379,000 troops in America.
Well, I've also reported extensively on U.S. NORTHCOM and its mission to be a military presence in civil emergency situations. And, Alex, these things are always very difficult. They're presented as if this is, you know, the United States government trying to assist the citizens. And there can be legitimate but limited roles for the federal government and even the military to play in natural hazards or other national emergencies.
But what about the Arcadia drill? What about the Arcadia drill in Iowa this year for gun confiscation?
These are very fine lines, and they very easily cross over into violations of civil liberties and disrespect for the fundamental aggressive rights of protest that we have under the First Amendment. So I'm always very concerned about these, Alex, and the powers exist. There are presidential directives which could be used to exert martial law. There are powers to create temporary camps, which could be used to create detention camps. And I think it's important and responsible for people like yourself, for us at WorldNet Daily, to keep reporting of these issues so the American people are aware of a potential expansion of government power that would be completely antagonistic to the First Amendment.
Well, sir, just so you know, from Texas to Arizona to Michigan to California, regular Army, regular Marines, and National Guard, and in Tennessee 3 months ago, we had the state rep on. The Army was running checkpoints with Homeland Security in Tennessee. The governor said don't do it, and the Army ignored them. I'm playing a YouTube video sent to us from just a few days ago of National Guard troops in the middle of Arizona out searching people's cars.
And
so,
I'd like to see this new film you created. I haven't seen this one. I've seen most of your previous films, and I enjoy them, and I think they're well done. I want to see this new one.
Well, I want to get into some other subjects with you, like the big report you've got at WorldNet Daily today.
Yeah.
Also, Christian Science Monitor coming soon. Google your electricity use, tracking everything going on in your home. Also, your article, Get Ready, Here Come the Energy Police. Google power meter could mean regulation of your private home. And we're going to go over these. Google.org is partnered with EPB, JEA, Reliance Energy, SDGE, Sempra Energy, Toronto Hydro, TXU, White River Electric Cooperative, WPS, Wisconsin, Yellowstone. It goes on, Itron. And then I have the other articles here out of California where they're making people take these. They came and put it on our business a few months ago here in Austin on our company thing. Didn't even ask. They just put it in, and they admit it tracks everything we're doing.
Well, and see, again, what this is what's called a Google power meter, and it's an Internet-based technology that measures your use of energy. And, of course, Google, all these things come presenting themselves as a great favor to you. Google says, well, when you go to the grocery store, you get an itemized list of the groceries you bought. Why should you just get an energy bill at the end of the month for the energy company without itemizing your use of power by specific, you know, refrigerator, air conditioning, heater, etc.?
And they mentioned carbon tax. This is getting us ready for carbon audits.
All of this sounds great, but what happens on this, Alex, is it sets up the basis for the government then to have standards where they say, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, you're using too much energy. And when you combine it, as I have with the census reporting that's being planned, including the census survey that's going to be taken in a sample of the American people, where the government's going to know exactly who's in your home, what education they've got, what languages they speak, what nationality they are, how much money they make, etc. It's very conceivable that this energy meter then becomes the energy police, and Google provides the government with the data to say, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones or Mr. Corsi, your home is too big. You know, you've got to pay a surcharge because you've got these additional rooms, unless you, of course, you want to maybe move in a poor family and house them. Or, and by the way, your refrigerator's a little bit old, and we don't think you've had proper insulation in your home.
And they say if you cannot measure it, you cannot improve it. They're admitting this is part of the new climate change bill with these home inspections where the feds can evict you anytime they want if you don't, quote, comply with federal international zoning.
And what they're saying is it's ET meets IT. In other words, energy technology meeting internet technology, information technology. And it's being beta tested by Google, not just in the United States, but in India, Germany, Canada. Google intends this to be a global standard, so we've got more one world order of vision here, saying that our energy use, our carbon emission footprint, all of these things can be measured, controlled, regulated by the government with new standards that are fundamentally anti-free enterprise. Right now, if you use energy and you pay for it, you have a right to buy the energy being sold to you by the utility.
And again, they brag. Enron came up with this idea more than 12 years ago. They brag, just like with artificial scarcity with water or diamonds or oil, they will restrict it, make you cut back on what you're using, and then just charge you more for less. It's a total scam.
Well, and again, people have got to be aware of the power of the government in these situations. Look at the farmers out in Southern California, where the government is cutting off their water to protect some environmental creature that they don't want to go extinct.
But this also sets the precedent, as you write in your article, that Google is hooked into your house. It's got algorithms that can tell when you're using the washing machine, the toaster. They admit this. They're now going to be itemizing what you're doing.
What you're doing.
This is the equivalent of cameras in the house.
They can tell when you're using your television, when you're using your washer and dryer, when you're using your dishwasher, when you're using your air conditioner. They can measure whether or not this meets. So it's a complete monitoring.
And they're already saying if you're an energy waster, or like in Austin, they charge you more if you use a lot of water, they're going to penalize you.
Precisely.
They're surveilling you. This is Big Brother.
This is a monitoring of what goes on inside your home, your daily activities measured in terms of energy with a government regulation that could either say you're violating some law how you're using energy, or you're going to have a surcharge placed on you, or under these new public welfare definitions that have, for instance, allowed expanded powers of eminent domain, the government's either going to move a family in with you or they're going to restrict your ability to use the entire house the way you want to use it.
And this is all stated. This is not our opinion. It's like they deny death panels, but then Newsweek comes out and says the case for killing Granny. And that's a psych warfare tactic, as you know, Dr. Corsi, where they announce they're going to do it and then deny they're doing it. Or Obama has his surrogate say any criticism of him is racism. Then he comes out and says, oh, that's not true. He plays the part of the good cop.
Well, and just like the government regulates efficiency standards on cars and trucks, they're aiming to do it in your home.
Well, of course, TiVo watches what you watch and creates a psychological algorithm and profile. And Google announced 3 years ago, government industry to use computer microphones has found 150 million Americans. Google's already doing that. I mean, this is Big Brother.
Exactly.
Stay there. Stay there. Stay there, Doctor.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 22nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1,016.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,044.58, 522.29 for a half ounce, or 261.15 for the quarter ounce. That's 1,044.58, 522.29, and 261.15.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources with an exciting announcement. Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m., two of the most influential representatives in Congress, Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann, are putting on the Student Town Hall meeting, free to the public, at Northrop Auditorium University campus. The topics of this rare event will be monetary reform, limited government, and free market economy. Don't miss this powerful gathering. Again, dates for this event is Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m., Northrop U of M campus, or go to www.MidasResources.com for more information.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The UN bragged, these big corporations bragged, they're going to charge you more for water, energy, everything. They're creating mega monopolies, duopolies, oligopolies. Dr. Corsi, in the 5 minutes we've got left, this is widespread. It's not just Google, but they're the big global player, as you write in WorldNet Daily. Christian Science Monitor is saying how great it is. They're just doing this, how, and they explain that this computer system through the electrical grid is going to be tracking everything you do. I mean, this is a total violation of the Fourth Amendment, a total Trojan horse of Big Brother Panopticon.
It's a home invasion by the federal government, ultimately, and state governments if they want to participate, into your home, with Google providing the technology for the government to measure all your activities based on how much energy you're using and what type of energy you're using, down to, is your television on? Is your stereo on? Is your computer? computer on? Are you using your dishwasher? How much air conditioning or heat are you using? And then, Alex, it sets up the standard where the government can either impose surcharges, oh, you're using too much energy, your carbon footprint is too large, or to say that there's something defective in your home. And why do you live in such a big home? How about if we move a poor family in? Maybe you need to close down part of that home. We don't think your refrigerator's old enough. Why don't you buy a new one? I mean, these are the kinds of intrusions.
Well, that's the idea with the cash for clunkers.
Yes. Well, the whole aim of government saying, well, we just want to provide you the information to be more efficient is a Trojan horse, because it looks like the government's there to help you. But once you let the government in the front door, you've let the government measure and monitor your home activity. And if your home is your castle, this is a invasion, a Fourth Amendment invasion, into what people have as their most sacred part of their life, namely the privacy in their home.
And this is being done by stealth. I mean, 5 million homes in California are having it put in. 20,000 families are having cameras put in their homes to watch their kids. They're now saying they may make it standard for all new parents to have cameras watching them in the home. I mean, this is worse than 1984.
Well, Alex, the fundamental freedom in terms of not only the government imposition on our lives, monitoring, measuring, controlling, having a bureaucrat make a decision about what you do, whether it's right or wrong, all of that's got to be offensive to any American that cares about fundamental freedom. But the Fourth Amendment invasion, coming into your home with electronics, where the government can measure and impose taxes on you for energy use or demand that you use your home in a particular way, is completely antithetical to the free enterprise system.
Well, Doc, you reach millions of people on your radio interviews and your column. Did you know that we did this off a Google press release 3 years ago, that they bragged they're already testing using the camera and the microphone built in, if you have Google and you're using it, to dial in?
I'll have to research that further. I did not know that.
Well, let's dial in with AI, and they say, don't worry, a human isn't listening. A computer listens for keywords, and they say if a dog barks, then Google ads pop up for the dog. Headline, government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans, and they have a link in the story from 3 years ago, we have a link to Google admitting this. In fact, this is just one of Paul's articles.
Well, this, I think, is one of the key issues of the technology being utilized by the government to control and invade our lives. The idea under free enterprise should be, if you want to buy energy and pay for it, it should be up to you what you want to use it for. Now we're getting the definition of the general welfare clause of the Constitution, which is similar to the way that the Supreme Court already expanded eminent domain to confiscate your private property on the pretext that the common good demands that your home be taken from you. These are the kinds of concerns that I have when we allow these powerful technologies that Google is developing, this energy meter, to be placed in our homes, ultimately whether we like it or not, as a condition of our receiving electricity, that can ultimately be used to tax us or limit our freedoms and how we live our lives within our homes.
Is there any way to stop this? I mean, obviously educating people, but how do you say no? I mean, they just came and plopped one on the building here.
Well, I think the first issue is to fight it by letting people know that it's there. And then I think we've got to start demanding there be some legal action here, because unless they've got a search warrant, what is Google doing invading your business or your home to monitor or measure your energy consumption against your will?
Well, it's like poisoning a well. They just put it into the technology like the iPhones, and then we're all just surveilled.
And we've got to be aware of this and start fighting it. I think the article I wrote in my Red Alert newsletter here, that energy police is really the issue, because the Google power meter means regulating your private home by government, which ultimately is the beginning of a police state.
It is. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much for joining us. The new book, just out, America for Sale.
It'll be on sale October 13th. It's just pre-sale right now on Amazon.
We'll have you on. God bless. Take care.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Riders of the storm, riders of the storm,
into this world we're born,
into this house we're born,
into this world we're thrown,
into this world we're thrown.
You give the New World Order a ride, folks,
like a dog without a bone,
it will hurt you bad.
Actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
There is a murderer, a killer on the road.
There's a killer on the road.
I think the song says it all. Crank it up.
His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die.
Okay, I've cleared the phone lines. Specifically, if you're a nurse, military person, police officer, medical worker, with inside info on the forced inoculations, we've confirmed with hospital letters, government letters. They're up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I want to hear your whistleblowing or what's happening at your public school, private school, whatever intel you've got. Specifically on the flu, those calls only, please. You have folks a chance to get in. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here's that number. You're driving along in a squad car. You're a nurse. You're a military person. You've got key info. 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to get into violating Posse Comitatus, National Guard on the streets of Kingman, Arizona. And we are going to do that in just a moment. Play that video for viewers. the audio for radio listeners as I break it down. Great job to the folks that shot this. You just carry a little digital pen, hit the one button on the top, have it in your compartment. You see military checkpoint. They're all over the place now. I've run into these in Austin years ago. They do them illegally. We had a Marine Corps retired officer who ran a computer company in Austin, a listener. He was driving down I-35, had an illegal Army checkpoint. That made him go public to me about secret Army raids in the late 80s. That's in my film Road to Tyranny. So this stuff's intensifying, though, and they're acclimating the police, the military, the citizenry to go along with this. And it's very, very, very serious. So that is coming up here in just a few minutes. I wanted to tell you about a couple of sponsors that made this hour possible. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms, or the government regulating how much power you can have, Enron shutting off power on purpose to then jack up prices. All those examples we were just covering, you need to go to MySolarBackup.com. From our great sponsor, Solutions from Science, you get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in the blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. Everybody should just move towards getting self-sufficient. That's what the globalists hate. They want to control you. Go to MySolarBackup.com and check out this great starter unit. Great way to get into solar. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or one word, www.MySolarBackup.com. Also, another great sponsor we have is Silver Lungs. This is a colloidal silver, a great colloidal silver generator in its own right, that then aerosolizes it where you inhale it. We've had a lot of, well, just check out the medical information they have there and the testimonials and reports at silverlungs.com. That's S-I-L-V-E-R, lungs, silverlungs.com. Super high quality colloidal silver. Has never been this easy and effective. It is just very, very effective. Silver Lungs has pioneered this nanotechnology one step further by providing the most superior delivery method directly in the bloodstream through the lungs, silverlungs.com. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, thanks to those sponsors, too, for making the show possible. I now want to get into this martial law video, and then we're going to talk to Alan, New York nurse at church, told to take vaccine in just a few minutes. Whistleblowers, people whose children have been threatened, told to take it. Any type of forced inoculation or intimidation or having it pushed on you, we want to hear about it. We confirm from listeners with all these documents. We call the numbers, states, the feds, medical companies, big conglomerates, ordering people to take it or they're fired. Absolutely insane. So we've confirmed that. That's important to prove the government's lying and quietly doing this and telling people not to talk about it. But let's now go to this video. Violating posse comitatus, National Guard on the streets of Kingman, Arizona. Kingman, Arizona, Friday the 18th of September at around 4:45 p.m. downtown on Andy Devine National Guard performing police duty, providing security and directing traffic. And again, the Schenectady, New York, other areas. The mayor say, oh, we want troops in Alabama. Birmingham's talking about wanting troops on the streets. They're just announcing it to you. What is it the feds have been preparing for decades for? Why have they been gearing this up? We told you years ago, banking fraud, stealing everything through fiat fraud. The Federal Reserve has carried out the crime. Now they've got to suppress us for bringing them to justice. Says we support our soldiers and troops. We cannot support the unlawful deployment of our soldiers on U.S. soil to police the citizens, a clear violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. But, yeah, they're not our troops anymore. And here is the un-American precedent in violating the law in the police state in Kingman, Arizona last week. Here it is. Play the video. Kingman, Arizona, Friday 18, 2009, around 4:45 p.m. National Guard performing police duty. And again, they restate they support the troops. Why do we have to always say that? Like we're bad, like we're an enemy army. Here they are driving. There are the troops.
National Guard, National Guard.
I'm going to ask them. Yes, I need to.
Okay, let's go.
This is off a video pin.
So should they come back?
No. Right now.
So they just saw troops.
Why is the
they got their little camera.
I want to know.
Is it a police job? That's amazing.
And why are they here? You know, it's just for traffic, but why are they here? I'm curious. It's our right to know.
Hi,
Dan. Just real curious, why is the National Guard out here?
Oh, we're just helping with security and traffic and stuff for the races.
Are you under the city? Are you working for the city right now?
Guys,
are you working for the city? Are you under the control of the police? Sir?
I have no idea, actually.
Okay.
I just do what I'm told. I say, Roger, Sergeant.
I don't know, but we told you that. You're a sergeant? Okay, that's cool. Thank you.
Have you ever done anything like this before? A fair or National Guard?
Nope. This is not for civilian. I mean, you're operating in a civilian environment. There is a possible communications law. The army or the National Guard shouldn't be here unless there is an emergency. You know? Anyway, thank you. I want to just ask.
Not a good thing. And not against you, but it's not a good thing what's happening in this country when the military is teaming up with local police. We're not liking this at all.
Nothing with you. Thank you.
Nothing with you. Thank you.
We're not liking this at all.
Back at the scene of the crime, an hour later, more troops.
Huh? Are they gone?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is. I don't think
so.
This is so criminal. It's all part of acclimation. They've set up a checkpoint. They've got roadblocks. Acclimating everyone for the total takeover. They'll just do it year after year until you totally accept it. They're going to be coming in your homes. $15 million fines for selling any recalled toys or products at a garage sale. Here come the troops over to them.
Hey there. What are they doing here?
They're security service.
They're security service. All right, that's enough. That's enough. You can watch the rest at Infowars.com from the Mojave Minutemen. I want to get the Mojave Minutemen on. We have Tom in Arizona saying he's a witness to National Guard. Then we're going to Alex in Florida. Children in school told to take shots. Alan in New York, nurse, told to take vaccine. This is unbelievable. But Tom in Arizona, did you see this in Kingman, Arizona, or where were you?
Yes, I live in Kingman, Arizona, and they were there on Friday, and they were eyeballing me as I drove by. It was very uncomfortable.
They're told to go out. Hey, have you seen Endgame where I have troops come over with guns and they say, you turn your bleeping camera off?
Absolutely. Yes. And I know the man that was videotaping that. And we had a protest a few weeks ago in Kingman, and none of the press showed up, even though they were all notified for Oath Keepers. That's what that man is involved in. Also, I have to tell you that at UNLV in Las Vegas, forced inoculations. My daughter got inoculated. They forced her to go. If she wanted to go to the school, you got to be inoculated. Now, the Kingman police are out of their jurisdiction all the way up by the dam 40 miles north of the town, and they got the National Guard in Kingman. I also would like to tell you, are you still
well,
there?
Well, listen, let me just stop you. I can't even pay attention to all that's happening. I just noticed we have a We Are Change Ohio with MPs coming up and talking to people. I mean, the military's totally taking over. This is Red Dawn, but they just do it, and then nothing happens. And it's and you're saying at the university they ordered your daughter and made her? She didn't run?
Yes. She took, I don't know what inoculation she had to take. But she said they had her take a whole bunch of inoculations, even a tetanus shot.
See, it's all beginning. Oh,
and
my God.
And listen to this, Alex. This is very important. In the early 90s, my kids were sexually molested in Chicago, and she got hooked up with the political machine there. They covered it up. The psychiatrist's name, can I mention it?
No, I don't want to get into stuff I can't document.
Besides that, their solution was to cover it up and put all my kids on Dexedrine, saying they had ADHD for years. And you can imagine what effect that has on them. That is
well, sir, listen, I got to get to the other calls on flu. Call me back when we're not in such a rush. Thank you for the great folks that are getting the video. We commend you and salute you. I don't doubt anything you're saying. I just have to be careful because you could be an operative calling in. I don't think you are, but I just have to watch people if something is unsubstantiated. Even when I used to show the Marines trying to confiscate our guns in my film Martial Law and the film Police State 2000, people thought it was fake. I mean, they just can't understand how real this is. They're just acclimating, but it's all building through a crescendo. Guys, pull up that We Are Change Ohio video. Play that. I know it's got some music at the first. This is troops in Ohio. They're just everywhere. Here it is. First is the Kentucky Derby. Then it's New York. Then it's the NFL games. Then it's high school, college games. We have troops doing it. Now it's Ohio. This is Newport, Kentucky. Military checkpoints that appeared around downtown September 6th. Officially, this was done for traffic control. See, for the local Riverfest celebration. They use any excuse. Oh, the Army's just here. Oh, it's just normal. Get everybody used to it. I can't believe this. Look, there are the troops. Video's up on Infowars.com. We got to get We Are Change Ohio on about this as soon as possible. I want to get Mojave Minutemen on. This is just, I mean, they know the people are waking up. They know they're going to destroy the dollar. The people are going to get angry, and they've got the troops standing by. Every time there's a shooting, they call out regular Marines now. Look at this. Look at this. This is total Red Dawn, absolutely kryptonite to America. Look at him. He's got a sidearm on, a Beretta or 45, Beretta 9mm or... My gosh, heaven help us. Oh, look at all those Humvees. Look at all those troops, armed troops. Oh, yes, just helping with security at the Riverfest. Just any event. Ohio, Kentucky, Texas, California, Arizona, Florida. Florida's had a drill 2 months ago with, was it 12 or 13 nations from Latin America landing, quote, for anti-terror drills. NLE09 admits they're going to use foreign troops in America. Foreign corporate takeover of the United States. Absolute total high treason. Folks, they're doing this so they can rob you blind. I want you to know, and they're acclimating the troops to direct the public. Look at this guy, fresh back from Iraq. He's now out there. They're getting everybody ready for checkpoints, everybody ready for control. This is so criminal. This is so evil. They're training them for gun confiscation drills in Arcadia, Iowa. Just all over the town, troops. Oh, my God, the troops are questioning people right there on the video. Troops coming up, directing people. Everybody getting used to troops eyeballing everyone. We have the internal FBI training videos for police and military where they train them to watch citizens. Absolutely hellish. Total criminality unfolding. We got Alex in Texas calling in with Fox News, Massachusetts Governor Martial Law Report. Children in school being told to take forcible shots. Just keep rolling. I just can't even. Why does this have to happen to us? Do you know what this means? And they're just going to keep doing it like it's no big deal till they finally drop the hammer. Here they are talking to the troops. We'll turn it up. Unbelievable. Look at the troops coming over, trained to look for terrorists.
I've seen two Marines earlier, but I think it's just us that's running this. Cool. So what exactly are you guys here for? Like, What's the main reason?
Questioning.
Here? Yeah. Traffic control?
Hit pause. Notice local events all over the country. This is what they were doing years ago. It's in martial law. Searching 3-year-old kids walking down the street on video. Photos. It's so evil. Remember the guys that ran on the field after the Kentucky Derby and I'm sitting there eating at a restaurant watching it and troops jump out with guns and run out on the field for fans? See, they don't use police now. It's about training you. Go back to the video.
That way to this way.
Oh, ice bar.
It's free. Go cross. Right, civilian traffic out of the city. We're the Army National Guard. We cover stuff inside the nation.
Homeland Brigade.
That was an emergency. You know what it's not just being emergencies. It's
for anything. Public events where local police departments don't have the manpower to cover.
Hit pause. Total federalization. We'll cover more of this tomorrow. They're definitely dropping the hammer right now, and I love this country and my family that lives here so much. This is so bad. This is Nazi Germany. This is Soviet Russia. This is going to be so bad, folks. It's so bad. And when those dumb young kids try to go out and get our guns, it's going to be hell. And that's what the globalists are planning on. We've got to get the government to back off. They've got to stop their criminal activity. Alex in Texas, and we're going to the parents and people with the four shots. What is Fox News reporting in Massachusetts?
Well, thank you, Alex. Thank you for all the information and the education. But yet this morning on Fox News, around 6 o'clock in the morning, they're saying that the governor of Massachusetts has signed an executive order for non-medical personnel to be able to go into people's homes, inject them with the vaccine.
Oh, I saw
that. Their children.
Yes, I saw that. Massachusetts, non-medical workers, inoculation, Boston Globe last week, but they couldn't pass the law, I guess, because they were trying. He just did an executive order.
Yes, and it said that it's going to go to the Senate for approval. So,
and then notice they're busy denying all this is happening as it's happening.
Absolutely. This is scary.
What do you think about all this? Troops everywhere.
It's awful, Alex. It's hard to believe. I'm surprised people aren't, you're helping people wake up to this, but I know there's a lot of people out there in denial. They can't believe that our country can do this to the people.
Oh, look, they're going for broke. I just skipped the break. This is too important. Look. Folks, this is eugenics. This is pure evil. They're brainwashing these dumb young kids in these uniforms. They're bringing them back from Iraq against us. This is hell. Anything else?
No, Alex. I hadn't heard you mention that, so I just want to...
Well, we've got to launch some... Thank you. God bless. Yeah, that's... you're right. I remember the story. Yeah, they said they're going to come in your house, take your kids. They're training the clergy. Tens of thousands to tell their flocks, go to FEMA camps, turn their guns in. They're sending out questionnaires to business owners saying, will you submit to martial law, mainstream government document, prisonplanet.com. They are going to use the flu as their cover. Now, if we get the word out on this, they'll back off, but then keep acclimating. And then go, well, why aren't you, and have all the local good old boys. I'm out here with the troops and the Marines and the National Guard. What's wrong with them searching for stuff? We're patriots. You know, this fake conservatism, this fake liberalism, I'm just... Everybody needs to call the White House, Congress. We need to get our congressmen speaking out against this. The Governors Association did write letters to Obama saying, we don't want martial law. We don't want NORTHCOM on the streets. My head is spinning right now. God help us. And I'm sending my guys to do just like those guys just did, to go up and talk to the troops. In fact, call due right now before I forget. Leave a video. I want them to go up and talk to the troops like We Are Change Ohio and everybody else are doing. They're already on an airplane, but I want that on to his phone so he knows. Oh, my God. Because it's just happening everywhere now, like I told you it would. This is the buildup. Red alert. Let's go to Alex in Florida. Children in school told to take shots. Alex?
Oh. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Good to speak to you, and thank you for taking my call, Alex. Basically, when my wife went to go ahead and sign my two children, my daughter, which is in high school, and my son, which is in elementary school, they gave her a piece of paper, and they basically the questions are asking or telling requirements in regards to the fluoride pill, the H1N1 vaccine.
The fluoride pills! I remember them giving me that at Margaret Sanger Elementary I went to in Dallas. They're now saying you got to take the fluoride pills, too.
Yeah, and that's the first time I've ever heard of it. So I was actually in shock. But thankfully, because I have listened to you and have looked up the information on the Internet, I told her prior to this, and because it gave her the ability to say no, she said no, and she signed off on the piece of paper. She does have a copy of the sheet, but it does...
I'm begging you to scan it and send it to writers@infowars.com with a short email blurb. You must take the fluoride pills. I mean, it's body snatcher level. It's Twilight Zone. It's hellish. But Glenn Beck's not going to tell his people about it. The liberals aren't going to tell their people. We're just going into tyranny.
That's correct, sir.
God bless you, Alex. Go ahead.
That they still sell fluoride toothpaste as well, and they're still pushing that stuff in the dentist's office. So I stopped.
No, they're brain damaging people by design. Most of the public's completely brain damaged. That's why you can't even talk to them. I appreciate your call. God help us. I'm telling you, in my gut and intellectually, and I'm seeing all the signs, they are moving at light speed. Everybody, you better do banner hangs over overpasses. You better put up micro FMs. You better put up your own websites. You better call into talk radio. You better go to city council. You better run around with bullhorns in the streets. It's time for everybody to go completely wild, speaking out about the New World Order, about the troops. It's time to go up to the troops. It's time to talk to them. It's time to let them know that you're aware of what they're doing. It's time to explain to them how they're being acclimated. God, these are just kids out there. They're brainwashing these poor, stupid young punks. Oh, God. And I've seen the internal drilling. They're trained into, I got it in martial law where the Marines put a militiaman down on his knees and they simulate shooting you in the back of the head. And I want to tell the stupid Marines and Army people something that aren't awake. They will use you up in a minute, and they plan for you to get chewed up for the I-4 troops to come in after the Patriots defeat you. You're being played. God help you. God help you. God help us. It's got to really hit home how real this is. It's got to really hit home what's happening to us. Alan, New York nurse, church told to take vaccine. What, did your clergy response team, FEMA preacher, tell you to take it or you go to hell?
Alex, God bless you. There is a lady in our church who is a full-time nurse at a local hospital, and her story actually made the front page of the Schenectady Gazette.
Your mayor's calling for martial law.
I'm sure he
See,
is.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. No matter
I remember
what...
that.
God.
She's been told, according to the September 19th copy of the Gazette, mandatory flu shots not welcome. Healthcare workers can be fired if they refuse. If you'll furnish me with an address, I'll send you a copy of the paper so that you have this documented.
Well, we could probably pull it up in this. What's the headline in the Schenectady News again?
It's the Schenectady Gazette, September 19th.
And what was the headline?
It's on the very front page. It says mandatory flu shots not welcome. Healthcare
mandatory
workers.
Flu shots not welcome. Schenectady
mandatory
Gazette.
Flu shots not welcome. Healthcare workers can be fired if they refuse. If this lady does not accept the flu shot by November 1st.
So there it is. We've got Obama lying and denying it, and caller after caller after caller with it in the local news. We have the internal documents. Troops popping up everywhere. God help us.
Absolutely.
You Alex, understand God how they do this martial law in slow motion?
Yes.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. You're doing an excellent job.
Well, everybody's got to do banner hangs. There's the article. A Daily Gazette. Mandatory flu shots not welcome. Healthcare workers can be fired if they refuse. Totally criminal. No law, but they just say it. What are we going to do, folks? Everybody, don't wait. Do banner hangs against martial law. Banner hangs saying martial law taking over. Call into all talk radio. I need a battle plan from Paul Watson explaining that we got to get the info war out now. They are just incrementally moving against us. They know that's hard to beat. Brainwashing the troops, brainwashing the police, brainwashing the public. Total acclimation happening. Foreign banks robbing us. This radio show, we're on the front lines of the info war. We are your wartime broadcasters battling to save the Republic. The Republic has essentially been seized by foreign offshore corporations. The Republic has fallen. We must resuscitate it. Please tell your entire email list, your friends, your family, your neighbors to listen at InfoWars.com, the free podcast in the listen section, top tab of the site, your local AM and FM stations. Everybody, tune in tomorrow, 11 a.m. We're going to continue to expose this, and we can fight these people if we wake up and point it out to everybody. Great job, crew. Pray to God there's awakening, an awakening, an awakening, an awakening!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.